Remarks of the President to the Highway Safety Association, Departmental Auditorium, Washington, D.C., February 17, 1954. Mr. Secretary, ladies and gentlemen, a privilege accorded me is that of coming to this meeting in order to extend to each of you a cordial welcome on behalf of the government of the United States. The purpose of your meeting is one that is essentially local or community in character. But when any particular activity in the United States takes 38,000 American lives in one year, it becomes a national problem of the first importance. Consequently, this meeting was called, and you've accepted the invitation in an understanding between us that it is not merely a local and community problem, it is a problem for all of us, from the highest echelon of government to the lowest echelon, and a problem for every citizen, no matter what his station or his duty. I was struck by a statistic that seemed to me shocking. In the last 50 years, these figures said, the automobile has killed more people in the United States than we have had fatalities in all our wars, in all the battlefields of all the wars of the United States since its founding 177 years ago. We have a great organization working effectively and supported by the government to seek ways and means of promoting peace in the world in order that these great tragedies may be prevented or at least minimized in the future. But we live every day with this problem that costs us so many lives. And not only those lives, but the grief and suffering in the families from which those victims came, to say nothing of the disablement that so many other citizens must bear all through their lives, either through their own or someone else's carelessness. Now, it is one of those problems which by its nature has no easy solution. No one can come along and say, well, we must have more policemen or more traffic lights or just more roads. It is a problem that is many-sided, and therefore every citizen can contribute something to it. If nothing else but his own sense of responsibility when he's driving his car or crossing the street or taking care of his children. But I must say that in each community, I do believe that much would be done if the efforts of all of those to whom we give legal responsibility in this affair would have the organized support of all of us. If there were community groups established that could command the respect and the support of every single citizen of that city, of that community, so that the traffic policeman, so that everyone else that has a responsibility in this regard will know that public opinion is behind you. Because I now have arrived at the only point that I think it worthwhile trying to express to you, because in all the technicalities of this thing, you know much more than I do. I do want to refer, though, for one moment to this one factor, public opinion. In a democracy, public opinion is everything. It is the force that brings about progress. It is the force that brings about enforcement of the laws. It is the force that keeps the United States in being, and it runs it in all its parts. So if we can mobilize a sufficient public opinion, this problem, like all others to which free men fall heir, can be solved. That public opinion is not a thing of passing moment, not a thing to be won to our side all in one day. It is earnest, long, dedicated leadership on the part of everybody who understands the problem, And then, having once been formed, it takes the same kind of leadership to maintain it and sustain it, so that this will not return, this problem will not return to us in exaggerated form. And that fear, I believe, is a very real one. The same list of statistics that I saw said that in 1975, well, I don't know why I should be bothering about that year, except I have grandchildren, says there's going to be 80 million automobiles on our streets and roads and highways. Now the federal government is going to do its part, and that's in helping to build more highways and many other facilities to take care of those cars. But the 80 million cars on our highways, I wondered how people will get to highway conferences to consider the control of highway traffic. It's going to be a job. But that figure does mean this. We don't want to try to stop that many automobiles coming. I'm sure Mr. Curtis doesn't anyway. We want them. They mean progress for our country. They mean greater convenience for greater numbers of people, greater happiness, greater standards of living. But we have got to learn to control the things that we must use ourselves and not let them be a threat to our lives and to our loved ones. And so I say all of this comes back to the mobilization of public opinion. This kind of a meeting does something in the mobilizing of that opinion. When you go back to your communities, each of you will have an opportunity that is probably as direct and immediate and personal one as you could probably have in this whole government of ours. So while I thank you for being here, for doing your part in this kind of a job, in this kind of a meeting, I also congratulate you on the opportunity that's opening up to each of you in your own community. And now again, thank you for the privilege of coming here and meeting you and saying that I think you're engaged in something, I know you're engaged in something, that is not only to the welfare of every citizen in the United States, but I believe they realize it. Thank you very much.